Hello and welcome everyone to my very latest episode of this podcast. I'm publishing this podcast after so long. I'm like, the last podcast I made was 2 years ago. And now I'm with my friend Navin as my guest. And we'll be talking about international students in Australia and then problem faced by students when they come at the first time. So without any delay, let's go to the topic. First of all, I'd like to welcome Navin.
Thanks, Sachin. It's been a while. We haven't been meet like this one. And thanks again for inviting me in your podcast. Like, as you already discussed about international students, especially Nepalese, who came from the like very poor country, like among them, like a middle class family who came to completely different home, have their own struggle, find their own path. Like, you know, it's completely changed all for us.
Yeah, so... talking about your first arrival, can you please give
like
a light arrival. On that?
It was my first time to like be in a plane as well, you know. It was a microbus or anything stuff like that. Me, my father and mother and my sister, we came to the Kathmandu and we stay in our relative's house. And in the morning, we've been to the Pashupati temple, like, and then it was like flight around 2 o'clock in 2 o'clock afternoon. So 12 o'clock I was in the airport, my mother and my father's sister were crying and back, like, but I know I can't do anything when I get inside the door.
Yeah.
And then it was my first flight experience. I've been to the Thai Airlines.
It was my first experience as well, to be honest. Yes. Yeah. And after that, like, I got picked by my relatives. What about you?
Oh, I got also picked by my relatives, like my sister, sister nearby my house.
Yeah.
It somehow it sees my relatives as well, and then she came to pick me up with one guy, like was her friend, and then the guy was her boyfriend. Maybe now they are broke up or anything happened now there. I don't know about that now.
Yeah.
And the guy came to pick me up, and we've been to the home. You know, like, it's really struggle. It's completely new.
Yeah,
the road was like completely different.
You see
the road. It's, it's so beautiful here. Like,
when I first arrived outside the airport, and I was like shocked where I came. Yeah. It was completely new world for me as well. And then I saw Yamati freeway, you know, about the freeway that's the side of the airport, and then I was like completely shocked. And then I was thinking like where I am, and then I got to my uncle's house, and then I see the house and the people's enjoying, and then many people in the walk, and I got a chance to meet many people, and then so this was the past.
Been to the house at 3 o'clock around, and then like there was no one, like my sister been to the walk at 4 o'clock, and then like another girl came at 10 o'clock. I was completely left alone in the house, just came from Nepal, and like, you know, in the room, inside the room, it's like completely different world for me. Like, wow, what they are doing, I don't know anything about that.
And talking about our bats who came to Australia back in 2020,
we
was a bit lucky as well, because that time, do you still remember like those days we used to be in the phone for like 2 and 3 hours, and then talking about like these things, and COVID, having no work, no money in the pocket.
It was a really tough time, man.
Yeah, can you please give light on that?
Like when we arrived before the COVID, like after a week and the lockdown started, maybe, and the border was closing and something happening, we were not getting any proper job, like struggling because we scored like $1,000 or like somewhere $1,500 of dollar from Nepal, and then you can't afford more than that. Like, and you came here and you. For first month it was good, you have money to go around here and spend somehow. After that you need to earn by yourself and you can't call your parents.
And there was no work at that time.
No work as well, man. Oh, it's really tough. I was that much broke, like I was in minus $40, and for 1 month I was without money, and then my bill and everything stuff was paid by that house, but I need to pay it back. But I need to listen a lot of sleep from them.
Yeah.
But I can't do anything.
It is what it is.
About that. And then I found a job at a burger shop. It was an Indian guy who run the shop.
Yeah.
Fucking this guy was really sick. Sorry. The guy was really cheeky and just give me $12 an hour, like, but still I was okay with that, but I can't go.
Yeah, there was a condition at that time,
like, you know,
and the scenario has completely changed at the moment, because many people coming coming this time and then getting like paid $25 an hour, and that's not enough for them as well.
Still, they are rejecting mine. Like, you know, like, we even don't got like $15 an hour.
It's
like,
kind of funny.
Very good job for us. Back in, compared to the back is like back in like 2008, 10 to 12 coming guys.
Yeah.
They were much struggled than us, but we also faced any struggle somehow. But the guy who came now 2022 after Bloater opened.
Yeah.
The guy are really lucky, you know, like they got easy job. Like, we were struggle. We got to struggle for like 1.5 months, 2 months, 3 months.
The loss of availability of the job.
And then like still you can't give a job. You can't get a job. You got a language problem. You culture problem. You got very good job. You can't. I remember like I can't do the math. Like right still now I get confused. You know, like at that time, if I need to go someplace, I go 2 hours earlier. Like if it is in 5 minutes,
just to make sure
just to make sure I'll be there at time. You know, like it's really tough.
Yeah, I got it. It was same for me as well. So moving further, like,
and then,
what was your first job?
I do the burger shop, and then I did a one day kitchen hand shop in the Italian restaurant near the down the West Street Mall or somewhere like that. And I've been there 2 hours earlier, and I found the place. Luckily, I found out the place that passed her, and then the head chef said like, "Oh, you need to start 2 hours earlier." That guy was Italian guy.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't have that good English like the Aussie guy was. So I understand a little bit, and I've been there and I see the dishwashing machine. This like, it was really fun though.
We used to, to listen a lot, like people washing the dishes in Australia. They're completely underrating us back in Nepal. Yeah. You know, they just call us DC and something like that in Nepalese.
But like, so, you know, DC is a very good job here. Yeah. Like, you know, it's really hard that time to get a job.
The most important thing in Australia, to be honest, is like, we have respect for our job.
Everything. That's the important thing.
Whatever you do cleaning, you do as a DC or any kind of low jobs. But here there is nothing like low jobs or high job.
And the money is like somehow everything different. Like after the tax reduction, you're gonna get like similar like that the high profile can get as well.
Yeah.
Even like I don't want to compare with the many high profile, but like some middle job, like, you know.
Yeah.
Any job like safe kitchen hands up, they usually get similar pay, you know, like there is not much of that different.
Not much difference in the same pay.
Same pay as well.
And then it judges to your skill and everything.
Yeah, obviously.
When you come from Nepal, you have zero skill. You just know how to use phone and something like that, and then you come here and then like learning by, you know, your skill, experience. You got more exposure to people and then different places, different faces, and then you get to learn more things. So
firstly, you got like completely culture shock here. Like, you got the people from all over the world, and like, so, to be honest, you're gonna see the more migrant people than Aussie people here in Australia. Like, when you work in any hospitality job, I don't know about all the job, but in the hospitality job, like, you're gonna deal with a lot of like immigrant from a lot of countries. Like, if you're gonna deal with only Aussie, you're gonna learn the culture easily, but you're gonna need to learn with Italian, Spanish, everyone.
So
you're gonna really have to learn the culture.
It's the most multicultural country in the world.
So and then like, so anyway, you're gonna cope up after some time. But I also remember the lockdown period. You know, like it was completely locked down for a complete 6 months. Like, first 3 months you don't get any paid, but luckily the government, like,
we got the
like $750 a week. It was really good amount of money at that period of time.
That was the best moment in Australia,
like,
so that we call ourselves lucky as well, because no one get access to Centrelink payment before. Like, they need to have PR or citizen, something like that, otherwise you get zero penny without walking. So that was the most happiest moment living in Australia at the time. So talking about our profession, you and me are safe at the moment, and then please give me a light about your journey to safe, like how you started and then how
like it was a very good moment. Like after like leaving the job at the barber shop, they weren't giving proper safe for me, and then the pay wasn't good, not enough for my food as well, and then I left the job.
Yeah,
I got the job at Frankston, and I moved Langerwein in the shopping center complex.
Oh, that
bakery.
Was the first one. I mean, like
that's
the
second job. That's second job.
I didn't know about that.
Second job, and then I moved to the Frankston for the bakery job. It was a bakery owned by the Nepalese
I still
guy.
Remember that you used to go on the cycle and then like very complete night time, and then it was struggling,
and it was owned by the Nepalese guy. To be honest, I don't want to be disrespect with all the nationality and all this stuff, but they don't pay a proper good amount like the other people give us, like
that we are supposed to be
paying, we are supposed to be get, and then, yeah. And then as you get like $15 per hour, like it was a nice,
but still it was
very worth it. Like I get a good shift, an hour around $600 a week, and it was good enough for my living and surviving for that period of time.
Yeah,
and
at that time, meantime, everything that matters at that time in the lockdown period, everything that matters was our survival.
Survival, yeah, basically, because
anyhow, survival.
Yeah, so it was very good amount of money. I used to fucking ride a six.
That's why you moved to Frankston, far away from Melbourne. Like it's kind of 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes drive from Melbourne,
And so, then, like, you know, and I used to ride a bicycle at 1 o'clock, and then it was like 7 kilometers away, and it's fucking up and hill and down, like, need to go straight away. It was really
so after that, you started as a dishwasher or kitchen.
And then, like, I got a job in Okami's Japanese restaurant in Mornington, you know, like in the main
street. Yeah, I got it.
And then I started at the dish hand there, and then I was doing very well there, and they gave me a good amount of money.
Yeah.
I was enjoying there, and then the life was in good track at the time. It was around like 1 year later or somewhere like that. I was in good track, and then I started doing this hand job. I get promoted to the work in the grill. Like they have like very easy service. Like
yeah,
they have like
it's kind of different. Yeah, Japanese
different like the buffet kind of menu. Like you can order everything in $35 or around $38 now. I know
it's kind of package food.
Like at $35. For two people, you can order everything in the menu and whatever you want to eat and how many times you want to eat. So it doesn't want like so.
I didn't know about that, like
no,
the system in Okami.
No, when I left,
it is out in there, every place or just that one.
I think they have a lot of franchise all over the Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah,
they run through the same process everywhere, same. But like I didn't know about their, but I just worked for a couple of months down there. So.
All right. Anyway, after that,
I left that and got the job at Royal Hotel Mornington, which I'm still working down there.
Still working, yeah.
Yeah, it's been 2 years like down there, you know. I started at the DC down there. It was really tough place, you know, like couple of guy like.
Should be busy, right?
Still a lot of busy. I started
it's kind of number, tourism area and there are lots number, of people coming
I
around.
I think I started at the end of September or October.
2020,
and then it was really crazy busy place, man. You know. I started at the DC down there, like I used to be a DC and they used to give me a lot of job, give me a list of job, do this for me. I get panic, mind. You know, like one day it was a very busy service and I was a single guy in the kitchen hand.
Yeah.
And they want me to
and
help
you
them.
You have to look after them
prep, as well. And then the DC they used to do the DC as well and someone called me to do this and I was crying in the cool room, literally. To be honest, I was crying in the cool room, my head swept.
Oh really?
Find me out. And then hire more staff at the kitchen hand, and so because I can't do it by myself, I thought like I'm gonna go by back door.
Yeah,
it's really tough for me. Like, no, I can't do that. And then like he find me out and he hire more staff and give
it's very difficult give, situation.
Give some relaxation, you know, and... give some relaxation. And then after working like couple of months at the kitchen hand and learning the process, you know, like I started learning doing some fry stuff, frying seeds, doing fish and chips, everything stuff. I jumped to the fryer. And I did the one summer. Summer is a crazy busy place in Mornington, you know, like it's a place where they earn the money and we need to survive by that money.
Yeah,
it's completely like that. And then I did the summer one kitchen hand and I learned in the winter on that summer. After that summer, I learned in the winter for the fryer. And next summer, I stayed on to the fryer because they don't have any shift to hire and they have no choice to give me a shift, put me on the fryer. So they put me on the fryer because they don't want me to put me in the fryer because they want to steal me as a kitchen hand because they know like they will not get a kitchen hand like me again.
Yeah.
So they again wanted me to put a kitchen hand, but they have no choice to put me on a fryer. And I promoted to the fryer and I did one fryer very well. Now I'm still continuing to the same place.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. How about you, Sachin? Like, we are coming to the same place, but like,
you've
been in the city for a while and you and me and a college friend.
Yeah.
We thought like we're gonna be live together, but like situation changed us different way. But
yeah, it is kind of same for me as well. I started as a DC in a restaurant, and then by the time I was working as a delivery assistant in Chalk, like delivering the freezers. And
I found out like you got some accident on your finger as well.
That was because of the chemical infection, and then I got hospitalized for about 4 days in the emergency block. It was so terrible. I don't want to remember that moment. Anyway. I started as a DC and then, slowly learning to do more preps and then, luckily got a opportunity in a place and then the life is going on like that and I left city and I'm in Sorrento right now. So it was our safe journey and then I think this things are connected to our study as well. We are studying cookery, and then it's the same field we are
working. How about college life? You know, you've been, you and me, and been in the same college for like 2 years, but never been in a single class again. And you know,
yeah,
we have a completely different class, and then like, oh, it was really good fun. But college life, it was really good. Like, it's
I don't know. The time has flown, you know.
Like the online classes.
We studied is like online class, and then this bulbul.
Online classes just to disturb. Like, we can't be more friend. We can't have a more friend in his college and all this stuff. But like online, just to disturb us, and then
like these suras, you know, this guy always comes to disturb us while we are doing podcast. So I lived at the moment, and. Yeah, I think you've been to Nepal a couple of months.
Yeah, a couple of months. I've been to Nepal after like, just for.
How is the situation like 2 years? Three years back,
Nepal,
and then,
like it's completely changed, mate. You know, like not changed, but it's really expensive down there. Like, you can't $1,000 in Nepal. It's nothing for them. Like, if you get 10,000 Nepalese rupees and be in the market.
Yeah.
Like, you have a couple of friends, have one beer and buy anything, stop.
It's very expensive.
You go on, mate. Like, you don't have anything.
No money in the pocket after that.
No, without anything.
And then like, you remember, like, if I was in the work, and then I'll be warning, earning this much of money, and then I'm spending here.
Oh, yeah. Like, I thought, like, earning in a dollar and spending in rupees is really good fun. But, like, Nepal is really expensive. You can't, like, it's really expensive, like, in Australia, but the income of Nepal is really low. And that's the completely situation down there. Like, you know, we just moved our house from like another municipality to the city area.
Yeah.
And like, we're just living down there. We got our sister married. We're really fun in Nepal. I meet my girlfriend after a couple of years.
Yeah.
We have a very good time. Yeah, that's good fun. And
we're also going
to Nepal soon for celebrating our biggest festival, Dasai, as well. Like,
yeah, I'm pretty excited about that as well.
Good on you, my twos. Enjoying.
After
2 years,
getting back to your home country, and then. Meeting your family, relatives, and everyone.
And
over
congratulations
there.
For your sister getting like selected for MBBS and is studying that doctor.
All right, really thanks, good for thanks all that. From our side. it is the kind of, you know, the dedication and hard work you do, and you get the result. That's the motto of the life.
Yeah,
this is how life goes on. You need to dedicate whatever you are doing. And then one day you will be successful.
Obviously. Person.
So yeah, let's talk about your future plan, Navin.
Future plan. Now I'm like, you know, like visa is off completely.
Is going to be expired soon. December.
At the end of like November or starting of the December, I'm going to lose my TIA.
Temporary working visa.
So that I will get like around 2 years of working visa and.
Yeah.
Like maybe 6 months of reason.
In the meantime,
so like,
you get the experience.
Experience and I collect point and this and that. That's immigration, like, you know, immigration is tough. It's really hard. It's really tough.
Yeah.
Luckily, we got a labor government. Like, we're gonna get some easier for us immigrant. We're gonna give proper interest on that. They will understand us. But let's see how it goes. And then if I got
it's all about the luck, you know. They keep on changing the system, and then we don't know what's going on in the couple of years. So
I completely agree on you, mate. Like,
so just hope for the best.
Yeah.
We can do nothing. Just be on the track, right line, and then we need to focus on our dreams.
Yeah.
It's not all about kitchen life, you know. It's because of our visa and the things.
Stop, we I need to stop.
It's all about.
I enjoy working in a kitchen. I love profession.
For me personally, it's all about the survival.
Well, you know, you're all about survival. For me, I love working in the kitchen, but the system in the kitchen here in Australia, I don't like that. You know, you've got a very long trip to.
Are you wishing to continue the life? Kitchen safe life in the future.
I'm gonna do the hospitality job.
Yeah.
I'll stuck in my hospitality profession because my career is in hospitality.
Yeah.
But I can't guarantee like I'll work as a safe for my future career. But I'll at least definitely do like after 5 years.
Are you planning to
do
any sort of business here?
Obviously, I'm gonna do. I have a lot of planning in my mind, man. Like not only here, like I have a lot of thinking for Nepal as well to start up. What I see here in Australia, I want to start up in Nepal as well. Like I want to do a lot of things in my mind. I'm just looking for a proper team and you know like proper idea gathering, sharing here and there, and then like I just have my plan. Like after 5 years from now and what after age of 25 or 26. I don't want to work for other like I'll work for myself for 4-5 years, and after age of 30-32 I'll not work anywhere.
Yeah,
I'll retire my life.
That's
man.
Very
I just
good
be
on
like
you,
that.
Matt. Best of luck.
I just want to be like
everything
that
in your life, and then yeah, that's all We need to summarize our podcast by this time. It's already like 20 minutes we have been speaking.
Beautiful. It's been a good talk with you, Sachin.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Maybe we'll be making more videos after a couple of months. So this time we are busy at the moment, so I'm just leaving this podcast for our memory or something like that. Maybe we'll grow in the future and do more better things. Hope for the best for us and hope for best for a journey in your life and all the things like coming step by step in your life, like TRPL and the business and the sales, setting up the family. There's a long way to go from now. Just stay
anyway,
positive.
Life is fun.
Enjoy, life is fun. Enjoy every moment of your life. And then, we go where the life takes us.
Obviously.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this podcast. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much.